Thomas Jefferson's home is one of the best known and most visited in the United States. However, just drive down the hill a mile and you'll find his neighbor, another president of the United States. We'll make a visit to his home on this edition of the American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, whether or not.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
He went to college at William & Mary at the age of only 15. By age 17, he was at Valley Forge with Commander George Washington.
You know the commemorative painting, Washington Crossing the Delaware? In the painting, George Washington stands in the front of the boat. Immediately behind him is a younger man holding the American flag, and that is James Monroe.
James Monroe actually had crossed over the river the night before in advance of Washington, but the painting, done many years later, shows the high regard people had for Monroe. Carolyn Holmes shares the story from Ashland Highland, the home of the president. Monroe studied law under Thomas Jefferson, and later it was Jefferson who wanted to get some of these early patriots together.
He kept receiving entreaties from Jefferson that he consider moving to Charlottesville. Jefferson wrote in one of his letters to Monroe that he wanted to set up a society to our taste, and that was the idea that these would be men of kindred spirits and kindred values.
But James Monroe did move here, and today Ashland Highland is about 1 mile from Jefferson's Monticello. Monroe was Jefferson's Secretary of State, and he was sent to sail to France to negotiate with Napoleon about land rights in America.
Within 2 weeks, the Louisiana Purchase was accomplished. He said, "I'll buy all the land, and I give you my personal word of honor it will be paid for." This was the personal word of honor from a man who never had extra cash.
Today, many visitors make the short trip just down the hill from Jefferson's home to see this home, the home of James Monroe, a man who studied and served under Jefferson and became his next-door neighbor as well. Traveling the countryside in Charlottesville, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCrae.